Sometimes the unexpected comes at you quickly. It seems like you're sailing along and everything is going smoothly. The waters are calm. Everything is easy. And then out of nowhere, the waves begin to rise. The winds begin to gust and everything seems out of control. Tragedy strikes. The bills mount. The pay stops coming in. Jobs are unexpectedly lost, or an illness derails all of your plans. Everything seems overwhelming. I had this experience back in 2010 when I was living in Australia. I had been working as a substitute teacher for months. The job had been good. I had been getting steady work. The pay was good. Everything was going easy. And then the agency stopped calling. And there were no job prospects. And I had no money coming in. But rent was $1,100 a month, not to count groceries, transit, or utilities. As you can imagine, I started to feel a little overwhelmed. 30 hours of travel away from home, away from my safety net. And there was nothing I could do. The boat was being swamped. It was sinking fast. You start to panic a little when everything you rely on is taken away. You start to feel overwhelmed and anxious. It's in moments like that when it's easy to struggle in your faith, to wonder, where is God in all of this? Where is God in the midst of the uncertainties I am facing? Because in fear and anxiety, those come at us quickly in life as circumstances change. When the unexpected comes, it's easy to feel like the disciples in today's gospel lesson, out on the Sea of Galilee, overwhelmed and out of control. And sometimes it can seem like those storms come at us out of nowhere. Sometimes they're a result of our own actions and choices, and they're the consequences of what we've done. But sometimes there seems to be no cause, no purpose, no rhyme or reason why the unexpected comes. And sometimes, perhaps most unsettlingly, those times and those storms come because it's where God has sent us. See, as I slowed down to read this week's gospel lesson, it struck me that the disciples end up in the storm because Jesus told them to go. Jesus sent them out across the lake, and it led them directly into the storm. Sometimes it's easy for us as God's people to think that obeying Jesus' commands, doing God's will make life easier. But this is one of those lessons, one of the many stories where it shows that that may not be the case. Sometimes God sends us out into the storms of life, into the dangerous places, into the unexpected, the uncertain, the fearful, the dangerous places of life. God calls us to go. Just as the Holy Spirit sent Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan after his baptism, so too the Holy Spirit sends us into dangerous and difficult circumstances. Not because God wants us to fall or to fail, but because that's where faith is refined and strengthened. And because that's the place where God needs us to go. See, it's in the dangerous, the uncertain, the difficult places of this world where God needs his gospel spoken. Whereas it said in today's lesson from Romans, that God needs to send us, that we need to go. Because those are the people who need salt and light, who need someone who's going to proclaim that message of grace into those dark corners of this world. And so sometimes God sends us into the storms, into the uncertain. See, God never told us that Christianity was going to be safe and easy. In fact, he said it would often be difficult, it would be hard, but that he would strengthen us through it all. See, sometimes it's challenging when we get sent out. It can seem like the world is literally and metaphorically chaos. It seems like everything's out of control. That's how it felt for the disciples in today's lesson. That's where they found themselves. And you see, their struggle, while the particulars might be different from what we go through, they're dealing with the same things we go through in life day in and day out. See, they felt oppressed as they were under foreign rule by the Roman authorities. They felt uncertain as earlier in the gospel, Jesus had been rejected in Nazareth by those who had seen him growing up, those who should have known who he was. And just before this lesson, John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, the forerunner of God, the great prophet, has been beheaded. Violent men are taking the kingdom and are attacking the kingdom of God by force. And now as Jesus tries to get away, as he wants some respite from all of the stress, just before today's lesson, the needy crowds continue to push in, and he feeds the 5,000, multiplying the fish and the loaves. Sometimes in our lives, we feel oppressed by circumstances that are beyond our control, the places in life where we find ourselves. Sometimes loved ones, friends, and family leave the church, even though they've been here for all of their lives. Sometimes those who should know better turn away, and our relationships fall apart. Loved ones can be taken unexpectedly. And all of us know what it's like to have somebody who consistently needs more than we have left to give. The disciples are overwhelmed. They're confused. They're frustrated. And Jesus sends them out to cross the sea, and they think, finally, something we know how to do well. As experienced fishermen, this is no problem for them. And then the storms come. And even their trade, the task that they're best at, becomes too much for them to handle. It's all too much. And they find themselves in the chaos of the Sea of Galilee. But before I continue, I want to share a little bit about what the sea means in Scripture. See, in Scripture, the sea is consistently described as a place of chaos, almost depicted as in opposition to God. It's a place where a rogue wave can come and topple a ship. It's a place where the great monster of the sea, the Leviathan, roam. It's a place at odds with God. But in today's passage in Job, God says that he's the one who stretched out the foundation, who sets the limits of the sea, and laid out all of creation. And earlier in Job, it says that God is the one who trampled out the sea, who walks over it with dominion. And in Isaiah 27, verse 1, it says that God will slay the great Leviathan, the great sea monster, on that last day, that day of judgment in the end times. And that God will break the sea and set things right again. In the picture of Revelation of the new creation, there is no sea at all. It's a place of peace, a place where everything is right. See, God said that he is going to come and set right his creation on that day of his visitation, that last day. And in today's gospel lesson, we get a small glimpse of what that looks like. Just before the lesson, he multiplied the bread and the fish, displaying his ability to create out of creation. And today, he walks out on the waters and subdues the storm, exhibiting his dominion with a simple word. God shows who he is. See, the disciples have been out on the sea, and they're starting to get tired. They've been at it all night. It says it was a fourth watch. That's between 3 and 6 a.m., and they're getting nowhere. They've reached the end of their rope. They don't know what to do. They're feeling exhausted. Sometimes we get to that place in life where we feel exhausted, where we've come into a storm we cannot weather by our own power, where we can't do anything more, and we can't seem to get ourselves out of the situation. And it's there that Jesus comes to us, and it's there that Jesus came to the disciples in the midst of the storm. The violent waves and the raging storm and winds, and Jesus comes walking to the disciples, calm, untouched, unfazed, unharmed, untroubled, displaying who he is, Yahweh himself, who has dominion over the waves, over the sea, and yet who still comes to us in the midst of our troubles and uncertainties. See, it's in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the anxieties and fears of life, that we need to keep our focus on Jesus. See, it's easy to struggle in faith when so many difficult circumstances, when so much uncertainty is around us, when it feels like everything is out of control. It's easy to lose sight of what matters most and of the God who is in control over all things. See, we need to keep our focus on Jesus. So often in our faith walk, we're just like the Apostle Peter. He starts out strong, right? He looks out and he asks Jesus if he can come to him. And Jesus tells him to come and walk out on the water. And he starts out strong, but then he notices the winds and the waves. He notices the doubts, the fears, the uncertainty, the chaos of life. And he begins to sink. He loses focus. He takes his eyes off Jesus and focuses on the unimportant things, on the small things of life. And so easily, we get caught up doing the same thing. See, we fit the description Jesus gave in the parable of the sower a couple chapters earlier, of those who receive the faith with great joy. But then the fears, anxieties, the troubles, the uncertainties, the worries of life come and they start to choke our faith out. We start to forget what's really important. We start to forget that Jesus is in control. And we give in to doubt and fear and we struggle. We start to sink in the chaos. We cry out like the disciples in verse 26 of this passage. We cry out in fear. We cry out in anti-confession, doubting who Jesus is. And we cry out in terror. We're afraid because of our circumstances. It's in the midst of those things that Jesus comes to us and he reaches out to us. And just like he said to the disciples in verse 27 of today's passage, he says to us, take heart, be courageous. Know that it is I. Know who I am. Know that I'm in control and stop being afraid. No matter where you find yourself, no matter what struggle you're going through, no matter how great the storms, no faith is too small for God's ability to save, for God's ability to come to you. Sometimes God allows us to go into the storms of this life for his purpose and for his glory. But the God who instills fear by his command over the waves, over the storm, and over all creation is also the God of grace, who comes to us when our doubts are great, who comes to us when we feel overwhelmed. And he reaches out to us. He says, look to me. Take hold. You of little faith, know that I am here for you. In the storms of life, when everything feels out of control, when our boat seems to be filling up and sinking, that's when we're called to remember the words of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Remember his perfect love which casts out all fear. Because regardless of the storms, regardless of the circumstances or what you're going through, he is in control. He has dominion. And he continues to strengthen our faith and call us to trust in him. Amen.